I took a breath and closed my eyes, letting the sun-drenched glass warm me as I leaned my head against the car window. This was going to be a perfect summer. If I said it enough times, it would come true. After everything that had happened this week, I needed a good summer. The one before my senior year was mine to claim, Dad had said months ago. I was ready to claim it. Up front, my parents had turned the radio to barely audible, but I could just make out a Taylor Swift song. My AirPods had lost their charge 10 minutes ago, rendering the remainder of my perfectly curated road trip playlist, Stuck in the Back Seat with You, useless. As I felt myself drifting towards sleep, my sister's voice rang out louder than necessary from beside me. Hey, viewers! Happy summer! We're on hour 4 of our car ride and so ready to be done. Say hi to my older sister, Avery. Lauren had her elbows propped on the pillows between us and was holding up her phone, the camera facing me. Behind her phone, she gave a silent plea that said, "Give me something, anything, aside from your normal boring face." Since boring was the face I was born with, I held up a peace sign, which apparently was good enough because she flipped the recording back to her. This year, the parents are taking us to the middle of the forest. Are you ready to join us? She pointed the camera out the car window, the tall pine trees zooming by in a hazy blur. The middle of the forest wasn't exactly how I'd describe the 4-star family camp we'd be spending the summer at, but exaggeration is the key to any good social media video. I shook my AirPod case as if that would make them charge faster. I needed some noise-canceling, head-clearing music. "Did you girls pack your swimsuits?" Mom asked, even though there was nothing we could do about it now, 4 hours from home if we hadn't. Lauren dropped her hand. "Mom, I was recording." "Oh, sorry," Mom whispered. "Well, I'm not anymore."
"I hear there's a huge slip and slide at this camp," Dad said, as if this was the most exciting thing a 17 and a 15-year-old could hear. "Supersized for super kids."
He laughed at his own joke, and I couldn't help but laugh too. Lauren gave me the "really" look, then said, "There's real water too, though, right?"
"Real water?"
Mom asked. "A lake or something?"
"Yes, there's a lake and a pool,"
Dad responded as he took a curve too fast, pushing me against the door. "I don't know why we couldn't just go to the camp we went to a couple years ago," Lauren complained. "It was closer and the roads weren't so windy."
"Because this year is our epic adventure," Dad said. "Next summer, Avery will be so busy prepping for college, she'll boycott a family vacation."
"So true," I said, and smiled when my mom turned around to make sure she shouldn't be offended. When she saw my face, she gave my leg a little slap. Both my parents had summers off. Mom was a professor at UCLA, and Dad taught 6th grade and coached middle school basketball. So most summers, for as long as I could remember, we went on an adventure. Sometimes it was a cabin on the lake or a KOA near the beach. And most of the time, it really was an adventure, sometimes even a good one. My phone vibrated against my thigh on the seat next to me, and I immediately tensed. I didn't want to look. I didn't want to read more excuses. I was trying to start my perfect summer. It buzzed again. I sucked in a breath and looked at the screen. As I expected, it was from my best friend, Shay. "I'm sorry. I can't go the whole summer knowing you're mad at me. It was an accident." I wasn't sure how one accidentally kissed their best friend's ex-boyfriend. Trent and I had only been broken up for a couple weeks. I had even thought we might get back together. Now I wondered if Shay was the real reason we'd broken up in the first place. They obviously liked each other. I felt stupid for thinking Trent and I had just hit a rough spot and would work it out.